The meeting is called to order. This is the KPFA LSB of March 8th, International Women's Day, 2014. The meeting is now called to order. Roll call.
Okay, good morning. I'm going to go down the list in the usual order, of course, starting with myself, Alderson, and I am here. Boschman?
Present.
Boschman is here. Bernstein? Bernstein is not here. Edwards Tiekert?
Here.
Edwards Tiekert is here. Urkola? Urkola is
walking
not here.
Up the street as we speak.
Okay, she'll...
yes.
We'll come back to her. Fuentes? Fuentes? Fuentes is not here. Gans? Gans is here. Goldmacher? Goldmacher is here. Goen? Goen is not here. Hernandez? Hernandez is not here. Johnson? Okay. Johnson is not here. Coburn? Coburn is here. Kurzweil? Kurzweil is not here. Moore? Moore is here. Morgan? And Morgan is not.
She asked for an excused absence.
Okay. Morgan is not here. Pritchett?
Present.
Pritchett is here. Sanders?
Present.
Sanders is here. Sawyer?
Here.
Sawyer is here. Sterling?
Here.
Sterling is here. Tao Nichols?
He's here.
Well, I'll mark him as not here for the moment.
He's here.
Yeah. Okay. Tao Nichols is here, correct? Okay. We'll come back. We'll come back to this. Travis. Travis is here. Welsh.
Here.
Welsh is here. Whipperman.
Here.
Whipperman is here. White.
Here.
White is here. Wilkinson.
Here.
Wilkinson is here. Tao Nichols is here. Okay. And then who else came in?
Paula.
Paula. Urkola. Urkola is here. And Fuentes?
Here.
Fuentes is here. Okay, so that's 19 present and a quorum.
I think that Kurzweil also indicated he was out of town. Is there any other excuse?
Yeah.
Samsara Morgan. I don't know.
Janet.
Sorry.
Janet.
Yes, Samsara Morgan had an
emergency.
A
general, are you making a general motion?
Yes, I move that we excuse anyone who is not present.
Second.
All in favor, please say aye.
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 Are there any nays? No. Okay. That's done. All right, the agenda. We have an agenda which went out for, I think everybody saw Samsara's email that indicated that we're not going to have the workshop today, and she's suggesting that we move that to May. So I guess we'll consider that when we get to May, but I guess we have to plan that and agree whether or not we're going to do that. That's not part of this agenda approval, but I'm just calling that to people's attention. So, Craig.
Margie brought it to my attention that she had requested an item on the agenda, and it escaped my notice, so I apologize for that. So I want to propose that we add an item 5.5, I guess, so to follow public comments and preceding new business, 5.5 would be a PNB report.
Any other additions or changes to the agenda? Andrea? Okay, but Andrea? Oh, Christ. Okay, we've got to vote on whether or not we're I don't think we've even looked at this agenda generally, but okay, you want to vote on whether or not we're putting something into something that doesn't exist yet.
No.
Okay. Margie?
Go ahead. Just on procedure, I think we need to start to see if there's a motion to approve the agenda, and then we make changes to the agenda.
Is there a motion to approve the agenda? Okay. And okay. Now we have a change that has been suggested.
Right, and we need to vote
okay.
on that.
Okay. All in favor of the change, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Andrea.
I had two things. One was that neither Margie nor I was able to attend the last PNB meeting. It had been wording for a resolution about a policy regarding when it is appropriate to call police at KPFA had been submitted to the LSP. I wasn't here, but it sounds like that proposal. I didn't get a chance to motivate it. I still would like this group to discuss that. As it relates, and actually to our question of addressing this theme of addressing racism in KPFA, some people think that racism and police activity are sort of related. So I'd like to have that on the next agenda. So we've already talked about that, and that's okay. So the secretary will know that I would like the wording for that proposal that I've submitted, I do believe it was yesterday, day before yesterday as well, and in weeks and months prior, will be, I just want to make sure that it's going to be on the April calendar.
What was this about the wording?
I have submitted a couple of times a proposal regarding a policy about when it's appropriate to call police at KPFA. So I'd like that to be considered at our next meeting. So the chair has already agreed that that's an acceptable topic. So I just want to clarify that that will be on the April agenda. I don't need a vote for that, but I just want to be clear so there's not any confusion around that. And I'd also like to offer that we have some report back from the development efforts in San Jose. And I'd be happy to offer that as a report, or I can do it under announcements.
I think we should have a report, and why don't we have it after the PNB?
Sounds great. Thank you.
Okay, so a San Jose report. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, any other changes? All right. All in favor of the agenda as amended, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
I think you're, what is it?
It's just a point of information. So we have an end time of 2 o'clock. Is that going to stay as well? Or?
We'll see. I think we just voted yes. Yeah.
We can.
You didn't finish the vote by calling for no's.
Okay, noes. Noes, all those voting no. Okay, the agenda passes.
I'm just unclear what vote just happened. Was that the vote for the adjournment time?
Yeah. Well, the agenda has special order of business 1 p.m. and adjournment times are fixed. The other times are advisory.
Okay, so I'm just curious whether or not in the absence of the workshop that was supposed to be time certain for 2 o'clock, does that mean that the meeting is not, that that's a fixed time, that continues to be a fixed time to end the meeting?
That's what we voted on, but Margie.
I believe that the fixed time can be changed by a 2/3 vote of this body if someone proposes. Because... because it's a fixed time, and so it takes a 2/3 vote to extend time. Am I wrong about that?
Yeah, I mean, she asked if there was further discussion on the agenda. No one stuck their hand up. She called the vote. The agenda was just approved.
And it says...
I'm sorry, now it takes 2/3 to change something.
We get a little informal. We've been taking on a less formal, so it's a little less clear when those votes are coming up. So my apologies if I missed something, but I actually am trying to keep up. But it would be helpful if we kind of went through the formalities of some of the voting procedures, because I'm waiting to hear some things.
Well, I think we did, but we can take no votes now if you want. But also, I think that if the times are going and the board wants to extend the time, we can do that. So all those who want to vote no on the agenda, as please vote no, you know, vote now. All those against the agenda as printed and amended. Okay, so the agenda is accepted. Hearing now. Okay. The minutes. The minutes got out early, so I assume that people actually read them ahead of time.
She doesn't know how we go.
So I want to clarify something in the minutes. On page 2, under old business, and this is something I should have been a little more careful about, but under item 9, old business, it's the first one, B, KPFA policy regarding police. Right now it says moved, parenthesis, M. Bernstein, that board recommend, et cetera. I just want to clarify that Mal Bernstein had introduced that as a substitute motion to replace the resolution that Andrea had submitted previously. And so what I would like to do is insert after moved M. Bernstein parenthesis, insert the words as substitute for resolution submitted by Andrea Pritchett. The motion had been submitted a couple months previously. It was circulated to the board. It was distributed at other previous meetings, I believe. So,
in any case, this does not take a position on whether or not you are getting that back on the agenda next time. But this is what happened at the meeting that you were not at, and this is a clarification of the minutes.
But I just point of information. How can it be a substitute for a proposal that wasn't brought?
It was
to the
in the minutes. It was part of the minutes that was at that board meeting. I mean, it was part of the agenda at that board meeting because you had put it on that agenda, and so it had carried over from previous agendas. And so when the point came up, that's what happened. And yes.
So it's my understanding that a substitute motion comes up when a main motion is presented and discussed. And so I think that is what my colleague's issue is.
Has no impact on what we're going to do in the future. We're going to talk about her resolution, but that's what happened at the meeting that neither of you were at. So it was on the agenda because it had been carried over, motivated from previous agendas, and it was on the agenda of the February meeting. And when the point came up, this is what happened.
It has been sort of the custom of this LSB that when somebody has made a proposal, and that if items are often, held over until the next month. We've offered that courtesy to a number of LSB members historically. And so I just like to
Well,
notice.
We're doing that. We're giving you that courtesy. It's right. Going to be on next month's agenda.
All right. So
okay. Thank you. Are there any other additions or corrections to the minutes?
I'll just move Craig's correction to make it official.
Okay. All those in favor of Craig's amendment to the minutes?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. As the minutes are amended, could we... Well, you weren't here. I mean, how could you, you know, say anything about what happened? You're abstaining. Okay. Are there no votes to the minutes?
Let's start with the yeses and count them.
Okay, the yes votes to the minutes. This is. Can't we have a vote on the corrected minutes? I don't think so. I mean, I've never seen that you have to amend the minutes with a vote, and then you raise it, and then you have a vote on the amended minutes.
We have to vote on each amendment.
The minutes are amended rather than corrected.
Craig passed out one thing. He wants to change the language. We vote on changing the language.
Okay. I'm ready to go home. All right. All of those in favor of the amendment to the minutes, please raise your hands. All of those opposed?
One no.
Abstaining?
I voted yes for a while, then I realized I wasn't here.
Okay, so you're changing your vote to abstain?
Yes.
Despite having great confidence in you.
Wait, so did you vote yes or no? You're going to vote. Okay, abstentions, please raise your hand.
All of those in favor of the amended minutes, please raise your hand.
Hands down. Okay. Wait, I'm sorry, Brian, your hand is down. Okay, hands up, please.
All of those opposed. All of those abstaining. Abstaining.
Abstaining. Please raise your hand.
Okay.
The minutes are approved.
Point of order.
Mm-hmm.
Would the secretary please just give the count?
So the amendment passed 12 yes, 1 no, 5 abstentions. The minutes as amended passed 13 yes, 0 no, and 5 abstentions.
Okay. Are there any public comments? I don't think there's anybody here. Is that right? Okay. So then we are going to the PNB report. Who is giving that?
Brian.
Okay.
I think maybe Janet and I can split time.
Could we use the microphone if you're going to speak?
So the tradition is that one person starts a report and other members of the PNB are asked if they have anything to add. That's what we do.
So Brian is giving the report and then others are adding. Is that where we are?
Sure.
Janet, did you have an objection to that? Brian.
So the National Board was holding its first meeting of the year during the local board's last meeting. We did not do very much in public session. Here's what we did do. We issued a directive to Summer Reese to get the election started for this year. Pacifica skipped holding elections last year that we're supposed to have in our bylaws. We suspended for 60 days consideration of proposals to put WBAI, our New York station, into an LMA, which is basically an arrangement whereby we hand control of the station over to an outside entity in exchange for some money. And the motion also directed Pacifica's national management to get us financial assessment of the station within 30 days, which is right about now, and for the local board in New York to come up with an alternative plan to putting it into such an arrangement within 60 days. In terms of stuff that's relevant to this board, the only other, I think, big news we have out of Pacific and National is that there's still been no hire from the pool of candidates we gave Summer Reese for general manager in November. And basically she's saying it's been because of background check issues. And she's written the hiring committee that several of us worked on asking for, and this is very recent, asking for recordings of the interviews we did with candidates, which we did not record, and then asking for our handwritten notes about their responses to questions, which, you know, good luck reading mine. So that's where things stand. And there's currently a motion pending on the National Board's agenda that would direct her to make a hire within 15 days of its passage.
Margie or Janet?
I don't have anything to
add. Janet?
Okay, I wanted to add that all of the stations, not only WBAI, are having difficulties. Let me preface this by saying that this is not just a report about the in-person meeting, but there have been two additional telephonic meetings since then. All the fund drives are underperforming and expenses are higher than we can afford, but we're trying to come up with solutions that would reduce expenses and preclude losing any of the stations. This is, by the way, I'm speaking as a minority within the PNB and also here. I and my colleagues are advocating for the availability and use of appropriate HR, legal, and other services when employee and personnel decisions are being considered to preclude any potential liability to Pacifica. As far as I and my colleagues are concerned, Summer Reese signed a contract with Pacifica in January 2014 and is the executive director. There were numerous irregularities in the very close election for the permanent PNB chair. I have brought a motion to the PNB calling for an audit of that election that could lead to a redo, which, even if the winner ends up being the same, would gain us some needed election integrity. And the 2014 PNB committee and task force population process has not yet been completed. Committee signups of directors and elections of contested seats have not yet been addressed in open session. And that includes the KPFA Finance Committee seat. LSB delegates should sign up for committees and task forces regardless. I'm done.
David, you need to use the mic.
I have a question. It all went by so fast, and forgive me if I'm new to this, but I didn't understand everything that was reported. The first point that Brian said was that it was a directive to the executive director to do an election. That's an election for what?
Us, the local board.
Oh, to have local station board elections.
Yes.
I see. Right. Now,
our bylaws say the executive director has to appoint an election supervisor in March.
Uh-huh.
And the schedule in the bylaws is it's two out of every 3 years. We were supposed to have one last year, but we didn't.
I see. The second thing is suspended for 60 days consideration of a proposal of putting WBAI into an LMA. What is an LMA? Lease management agreement.
It's actually local marketing agreement. So do you want the 1 minute version or the 5 minute version?
Well, whatever is needed to understand it.
Okay. you turn over control of the radio station to some other entity. They choose what goes on the air. If it's a non-commercial LMA, they keep whatever they raise. And in turn, they pay you as the license holder some amount of reimbursement for whatever costs you have associated with owning the license and operating the station. No, no, because the FCC doesn't let you make money off of it if it's a non-commercial LMA. So in theory, it would be a way to stop the bleeding if we had no other way. And what we would be giving up is control over most of what goes on WBAI's airwaves. And it's something that the National Board last year issued a request for proposals for and has not moved into negotiations on any of the proposals that came in. And what we clarified in public, because most of our deliberations were in closed session last year, is that we're not going to move forward with any of them for at least 60 days. And we laid out the information that we wanted before we decide whether or not to do that.
So if I could just, I don't want to get into a back and forth, but I'm trying to understand this. So in other words, they could put on elevator music or whatever if they wanted to, and if they would have discretion to put on whatever they wanted on the air.
Well, so we would negotiate a contract with whoever took it over, and we could put in whatever, theoretically, we could put in whatever conditions were mutually agreeable. Mm-hmm. We could say, if the other party were amenable, keep it talk formatted, keep it progressive format, keep Democracy Now! On, whatever. The more we ask for, the less inclined someone else might be to take it over, because what they're going to want is freedom to sculpt it. The FCC requires the license holder, which is Pacifica, to retain ultimate control over what goes on the air. We would have to keep two staff at the station. We would have to have the ability to preempt programming for special coverage. And basically, we'd have to have the ability to veto things we thought were contrary to our mission.
I see. And then the LSB in WBAI would be directed to come up with an alternative plan to this plan you just described within 60 days, right? Okay.
Well, actually, we didn't direct them, we invited them to.
Okay. All right. Okay, thank you.
Andrea.
I guess we're supposed to talk about that in as much as we're sending representatives to go vote on it. So I'm curious how folks are feeling about that. I mean, is that, what are our reps saying? When that vote comes up, what are you guys doing?
Well, since I'm currently the chair, if it comes up while I'm chairing, I probably will not vote on it unless it's to break a tie. But if you want to know my feelings about it, I have very great concerns about these agreements. They've got a couple of different titles. I'm having a hard time getting anyone to... I had thought that I had heard that there was a station that had gone through an LMA and then reverted back to the original owners. It turned out that wasn't the case. That is, nothing's happened yet. This is a college station somewhere in the Midwest. So my very great concern is... I'm sorry, I should say my name. I'm Margie Wilkinson for people who are going to listen to this tape. How many? Two? Anyway, that this, you know, for me, this is an absolute last chance. If there's nothing else we can do, if it's not possible to save WBAI without bringing down the rest of the network, and I have to, I think people need to know that it's pretty clear that BAI is using up a lot of network resources. They owe Pacifica a huge amount of money because they haven't been paying their central services fees for a long time, and we've had to move money around and liquidate assets, you know, like I forget what those things are called, but money that's in an account, in order to pay their wages and their health care costs and so on. And now they have this huge, you know, they laid everybody off last summer, but under the union contract, the staff are entitled to severance pay, and there's $250,000 owed in severance, and it's not clear where that money's coming from. So for me, the LMA is like absolutely the bottom of the list. If it's possible that we can figure out how to keep from doing that, I'm in favor of that. That's my position. But I'm not rejecting it out of hand if it appears to us that it's the only way to keep both keep the license for BAI and keep BAI from having a bad effect on the rest of the network.
My position's very similar to Margie's. Basically, what I have advocated is keeping all options on the table, like not crossing anything off, but making sure that all our decisions are supported by evidence. Right now, we have very bad financial information out of New York, and
there's bad news. Both.
No.
It's. It is out of date. There are some questions about the accuracy of some of the figures in there. We have no budget comparisons in the data we've gotten and no projections. So the situation is last year, WBAI moved out of very expensive studios it had on Wall Street into a much cheaper place and laid off nearly all of its staff. And what we don't have an accurate assessment of yet is whether under those circumstances the station's actually sustainable. Because it's taken some amount of hit to its fundraising, too, because there's less people working on the fundraising. And it's clear to me that one of these arrangements only makes sense if the station is bleeding in a way that we cannot control by any other means. Because we're going to get stuck with WBAI's unpaid bills regardless. The FCC won't let them us assign them to someone who's signing one of these agreements. So the question is, as WBAI is currently operating, regardless of how many unpaid bills it has piled up, is it slowly catching up? Is it treading water? Or is it slipping further behind? If it's one of the first two, then I'm good to take the LMAs off the table right away. If it's the last one, I think it needs to be one of the options on the table. Because it costs us $55,000 a month just to pay the rent on their transmitter. That's like before the electricity for the transmitter. That's a big enough obligation with the, you know, two staff salaries you have to keep on there that if we don't have a way to pay them, it could start taking the rest of the network dark. So that's my position right now, is get better information and certainly don't rush into this thing.
Yeah, I would not like to see an LMA happen at around WBAI, and would want to find some other way to deal with the situation. But I think that it should be more holistic or across the network. We are a network, and right now WBAI is having problems, and and it's kind of egregious. But other stations also are having problems. And some of them I'm not at liberty to talk about here. But so in any case, a more across the board or just a systemic approach, like a family system where one child is acting out or something, and so do you just throw that child away, or it's a family involvement in why that child is behaving that way. I also, some of the other issues that are, or approaches that have been brought up as a way to deal with the WBAI problem is a signal swap, and then there's also sale. That, I mean, that's kind of floating or whatever, and it's like, oh no, let's not go there. So I'll stop about that. But I would like to add that Summer Reese just posted something to the list here, and I don't know whether it would be appropriate to KPFA LSB Google Group. Sorry.
I'll read it here. Have it here.
Thanks.
It's on, it's the subject line is KPFA GM Hire Update, and it was sent at 11:41 a.m. to the KPFA LSB members. This message is to update you on the status of the permanent general manager hire for your station. First, let me apologize for the delay in filling the position. As you know, the Pacifica National Office is dramatically short-staffed. As you may not know, we have no human resource staff and are prevented from hiring even part-time assistants in this critical area as a matter of budgetary policy. Until and unless the debt to Democracy Now! Is negotiated to a significantly lower level, the National Office does not have permission to hire any HR personnel to address matters relating to the Foundation's 100-plus paid employees. Having no dedicated staff in this area of operation inevitably slows our processes and effectiveness at the national level. I received a pool of 4 candidates for the position of general manager of KPFA. Those candidates were contacted to receive permission to conduct background checks. The candidate's information was submitted to a company which conducts our background checks for Pacifica. One candidate is located out of the country and it required additional forms. The background check company only checked the most recent employment of each candidate rather than a more extensive check as I had anticipated. When the background checks were returned, 2 of the candidates came back with, quotes, unverified employment, and a third with a bankruptcy, leaving only one candidate that didn't have immediate issues. As for the... I'm stunned. The candidate with the bankruptcy wrote a very explanatory letter regarding the circumstances under which it occurred, and I would not necessarily consider it a bar to his employment if he was otherwise the best choice. As for the 2 candidates with the unverified employment, I would not want to drop them from consideration. In fact, they would have a different outcome with a more extensive background check. We sent everything back to the background check company and agreed that the candidate's employment would be checked along going 7 years back, which should allow an opportunity for some of the employment history to be verified. I was informed that a result of a single instance of unverified employment should not be a disqualification for employment, as it may be only indicative of an inability to reach the right person at a particular company to verify employment. However, in this case, all I had was unverified employment for 2 candidates, potentially because not enough employers were contacted. Not wanting the pool limited by these results without the opportunity for a better outcome, I requested the more thorough search, which is underway now. Hopefully, we will have the results back soon. I will then interview the candidates over the telephone and, depending on the results of the interviews, schedule the candidates to come to the station or other designated location to meet with the LSB and staff prior to making a decision. Ideally, this process would be wrapped up this month. It is my desire to see the station have a permanent general manager as soon as possible. The present IGM at KPFA is in the process of transitioning to a full-time at KPFK and making the more critical to successfully complete this process now. Thank you for your patience during this particularly challenging time in Pacifica's history. I had on the list to speak before this Joy, Don, and now Burton.
You have to ask.
Jose Luis because he's on the PMB and he has to say.
Oh, okay. Jose Luis, do you have anything to add?
Jose Luis Fuentes. So I have more of an upbeat about this whole situation. I don't think that Pacifica is on the verge downwards, nor any of the stations. I think we do have problems to solve, and I think we have a PMB currently that can solve those problems. We have a chair. We're going to be having financial committees. We have solutions to fix some of these accountability issues, and we will be doing that. We don't need to be talking about LMAs at this point. It is not constructive to going forward. I'm a person of yes, we can, and I'm not a person of let's feed on each other, let's be down on each other. No, we can fix this, and we will fix it, and we're going to put some restraints on the national office. We're going to put some restraints on everyone, and we're going to solve these problems.
All right, the names that I have on the list are Joy, Don, Burton, Mel, Andrea. Is there anybody else? Paula.
Okay, this is Joy Moore. Thank all of you for your work on the PMB. I know it can't be easy. First, I wanted to ask if anybody knew what's on WBAI now with the limited staff and nothing. What's being played? Does anybody know? That's one. And then if we can't make money from the LMA, how do we make money from selling the license? I don't understand that process. I don't think we can just say, well, we want this person to have the license and they're going to give us, you know, $9 million. How does that work? If anybody knows.
I actually want to have the people who are on the board talk, who are on this list, and you people who are on the board, on the PNB could take notes and answer all at once rather
That's
than
fine.
Going back
That's
and forth and
me.
Back and forth.
Great.
Okay. Don.
You asked one of my questions. and the second question with regard to BAI is, given their history over the last few years of being unable to have a budget or live within budget, do we have any assurances whatsoever that they are capable of actually generating enough revenue to keep BAI as it currently is? The other two points I wanted to make. One is I was going to offer a motion of censure to Summer Reese, but obviously she just sent in an email precluding that one for the moment us not having a permanent manager. And I did not understand Janet's references to a, quote, irregular election of current PNB officers, and would she care to elaborate?
Burton.
Burton White. I'm excited about the last-minute report from Summer about the potential of having a GM by the within a month, but I'd like to make the following motion, that the KPFA local station board requests of the Pacifica National Board that it direct Summer Reese to appoint a KPFA general manager prior to the April 2014 meeting of the KPFA local station board. I have no need to motivate it because I think the discussion has covered all that.
Okay, wait a minute. This is moved and second. So now we have Burton's motion, and now we have a list that we are now going to suspend. We'll go back to that list once we discuss the motion. now. So there's a discussion on the motion.
Can I propose we table the motion until we've completed questions?
Yeah, because it might be some other things that come up. Yeah.
That's a good idea. All in favor of tabling the motion, please raise your hand.
Until the end of questions.
Right, until the end of questions, right. Okay,
forward.
Great.
You.
All right. Mel.
Good morning. My question is to the members of the National Board, Mel Sanders. And my question is one of credibility. Do you think that what's sharing with us is accurate? That's my only – I don't know her, so I'm depending on you folks to tell me whether or not you believe she's the real reason why we haven't had a station manager assigned to.
Candle was in her hand.
Andrea.
Thank you. I had a question. I guess, Jose Luis, my question is mostly for you. You said that the PMB has put some restraints on, is it the ED or are they budgetary? Because Summer also alluded to some constraints that she felt related to hiring adequate HR assistance. And I'm just curious if there was any motions passed or if there's something new that's going on. I'm concerned if we're not able to deal with human resources issues. I'm just wondering how that's being delegated at this point.
Next is Paula.
This is Paula Urkula, and I wanted to support Jose's position about the New York station and all the stations, and that we have to really unite together now, because this is really a dire crisis. And I would like to suggest, like, we can't like help this by budget cuts and stuff, austerity. But I would like to suggest that maybe we could get like some committee of a bunch of celebrities to, you know, support our cause to keep the Pacifica Foundation and all five radio stations and get us out of this mess that we're in. And in terms of the general manager, I guess I have the same reservation as Mel. I don't know. You know, about Summer's credibility on this or not. Okay.
That concludes the list that I had, so we can go back to Margie.
Do you want to ask yourself a question?
No, I want to respond to two of the inquiries. I want to respond to Andrea's inquiry. That has to do, the restraint on the national office in terms of hiring HR staff has to do with a restriction put on the national office budget that they could not hire additional staff until the contract with Democracy Now! had been negotiated. They're trying, you know, we owe Democracy Now! A great deal of money, and we're entering into a new contract, and so it was the Finance Committee, and then it was approved at a PMB meeting when the PMB voted to support the suggestions of the Finance Committee on the national office budget. And I didn't understand what was going on at that point, and I personally abstained on that vote because it wasn't clear to me what was happening. So that's the answer, Andrea, on where those restraints came on hiring HR people. Wait a minute, I had something else. Oh, and on the credibility issue, I don't think there's any point in going there. I mean, I think we all have, we've all had, many of us, all of us on the PMB and many of us on the local station board have had experiences with Summer Reese, and, you know, we all have different opinions of who she is and what motivates her. But I think we have something in writing and from her, and I think we have to try and hold her to it. And so when we get back to the issue of the motion that Burton made, I hope people will vote for it because I think that, you know, I think that will help. And I can only guess why she sent us this memo at this time.
Point of information,
Jana.
So, Margie, would you tell us when? Maybe you did, and it went over my head. You talked about a motion restricting the hiring within the national office until the Democracy Now! Debt is paid. Can you tell us when that took place?
No, can't possibly tell you when.
I mean, it wasn't this year, right?
No, it was the old board, and it was in the later half of last year, I think.
It was one of the meetings I missed when I was out of the country.
Chit-chat, da-da-da.
Okay, yeah. So it was towards the end of the year, Janet.
Okay.